Let me share with you some statistics. Statistics point out that if current trends continue, in the 10 years between 2005 and 2015, there will be a decrease in UK church membership of about 700,000 people and 300,000 fewer attenders. And that is despite an increase of 2.8 million in the population. Now, the Methodist Church has declined 41% and our own URC by 26%. And did you know this? That two churches in six in England have no children or youth work. And that since 1979, the number of 15-year-olds attending church has decreased by 680,000. That's 1,000 under-15s a week leaving church in the 1990s. And this too at a time when the number of 15-year-olds has increased by some 300,000. So the drop can't be blamed on population change for this age group. By 2016, the number of 15-year-olds attending church in England is expected to be 225,000, a decrease since 1979 of almost 1 million. And you know, perhaps that's not quite surprising when statistics tell us that 92% of households in Britain have no connection with church at all. But there is hope. Church growth is possible and churches are growing. And the four main churches or denominations growing are the Black Pentecostal churches and Fresh Expressions, Orthodox churches and New churches. And they're all growing because they have a vision and a strategy. They ask questions about growth. They ask, what resources do we need? How much time do we need to give to it? What areas of activity to consider for growth? And statistics show that churches grow when they have a clear vision, when they have relevant preaching, a warm welcome, friendly congregations, variety of worship and music styles, and where the Holy Spirit is at work. Well, there is hope for the URC, isn't there? The decline can be reversed because we have in the URC a vision and a strategy, a national vision, the URC Vision for Life, which started in Advent 2008, comprised of three subjects, each running for 1 year. You've probably seen the books, and I hope have used them. There was the Bible year, the prayer year, and this year, evangelism year. And these form the basis of the URC's Vision 2020 Planning for Growth. Growth for the period of 2010 to 2020. And right at the outset of the book, in the booklet, the Vision 2020, Planning for Growth, there's a quote from Emil Brunner. It says, the church exists by mission as fire exists by burning. And then it asks the question, what kind of church will you be in 10 years' time in 2020? And under the question, there was a quote from Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And so in 10 years' time, will we be a growing church with an increasing membership? And what priority are we prepared to give to that great commission of Matthew? Go then and tell people everywhere and make them my disciples. And I will be with you. Are we able to do that, or have we lost our confidence in the gospel? The vision for life challenges us to be transformed for evangelism. Now, evangelism is a word, is it, that has puzzled many people or worried them. But we do need to respond to opportunities for evangelizing. And after all, it is a normal and practical activity for all Christians. We can all be effective as agents, working along with the Holy Spirit in making the kingdom of God a growing reality in people's lives. Our combined Lancaster Road and Christ Church Wednesday morning Bible study group started a series of studies entitled Evangelism, A Way of Life. And the series reminds us that evangelism is about sharing our faith. Mission, faith, share. And so evangelism is about sharing our faith. And don't we need to do it today if we're to gather people into our churches and gather them into a relationship with Jesus Christ?